Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining the World Overview Podcast. I'm your host, Gus.
I'm your other host, Slate.
And we will be talking about gun control today. Okay, Slate.
Because of recent events, such as shootings in schools and around the country and around the world, there's been big controversy over gun laws and gun control in America. And we are going to talk about all that is.
So basically, in the U.S. right now, there have been a lot of school shootings all over America. And it's gotten to the point where everyone is talking about, like, removing, like, all the gun laws and everything like that. And right now, we have so many gun laws. Like, Virginia's gun laws are, like, you have to have a permit to purchase, like, a handgun. A permit to carry a handgun, sorry.
Yes, you can, in most states, you can either carry, you can have a concealed carry with or without a permit. In Virginia, you have to have a permit to carry, and you have to have training. And then you do not have to register a rifle, shotgun, or a handgun, and you do not have to have a permit to purchase it. And you do not go through a background check. Your name is put into the state police record, and they check if you are a convicted felon, and that is all the background checks we have.
Yeah, my thoughts on this are, like, I think the U.S. should have guns, but I think we should have more strict laws about it, because right now the laws are, like, it's like people are just going against, like, what the laws say, you know? And we need to control that and make stricter laws, you know?
Yeah, anyone can get a gun in the U.S. except someone under the age of 18 and a convicted felon. And so we need to change this. We could have universal background checks, and we could ban fully automatic weapons and bump stocks and things that are really unnecessary in today's society. Yeah. Like, there's nothing really wrong with being able to go out and hunt whenever you want. Like, for instance, both of us hunt.
Yeah, you know, like geese and stuff like that. And I skeet shoot a lot because I enjoy that, but, you know, other people aren't exactly doing that, and it's not good for anyone, I don't think.
Yeah, and people's problem is they're wondering why these people need these, like, really powerful weapons that only the military should have, and all these people are saying all these things, and it's something they enjoy. Like, you might enjoy going out and watching a football game. They like going out and shooting at targets and having fun with their friends. And a lot of people in the U.S. have guns, and it would be, like, impossible to make sure that you take away all the guns at this point. So what we could do is we could set strict limits on, like, how many you can have and, like, what you can have and who can have them.
And where you can use them, that's a big one, because I've heard that, like, it's illegal to have guns in restaurants. And it's, like, why would you need a gun in a restaurant? That's kind of still pointless, you know? But, yeah, I think the big problem is, like, where you can have the guns.
Yeah, know? Like he said, in restaurants, even if you have a concealed carry permit, or in states that you don't have to have a permit to carry, you're not allowed to have one in a restaurant, but yet you can have it walking down the street, or you can have it going into a store, into a bank. You can have it anywhere.
Yeah, so I think that would be one of the main things that we would need to do to help these gun laws, you know, and keep people safe, because that's the main reason why we have these gun laws, is to keep people safe, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because if we didn't have any of these gun laws, like, it would be chaos, like, absolute chaos.
Yeah, and you don't have to have a permit to carry a rifle around. You can just walk around the street with a rifle.
Yeah, it says here.
Yeah, this is the Virginia gun laws.
Yeah.
It is the State Constitution Provision, Article 1, Section 13.
Yeah. And remember, guns don't hurt people. People hurt people. So that's our thoughts on gun laws. If you If you have anything to say, just let us know.
Thank you for joining us on the World Overview podcast today. Hope to see you again. Thanks.